New Country Z100. Very excited about Veterans Honor Flight. You've heard us talking about this one this morning. This is flight number 9, mission number 9, I should say. And you are invited to a celebration happening tomorrow at Veterans Airport. I've got some folks in the studio. I'll start with Amanda Throgmorton. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
It's hard to believe this is number 9.
I know it is. It's coming up so fast. Tomorrow, we're excited. We want the whole community to come out and support our veterans for number 9.
Absolutely. And so if folks are wondering, hey, what can I do to show my support tomorrow? What's the times and all that good stuff?
Come out to the airport, the Veterans Airport in Marion. Doors open at 5, or I guess the whole thing starts at 5.
Yes.
So come on out. The veterans should arrive around 8 o'clock. We encourage people to get out there early, get a spot to sit. We've moved this outside, and the last couple of flights we've done it outside, and it's worked great. There's a lot of room. So we just encourage the community to come out. Previous veterans that have been on the flight, please come out.
Yes.
Your red shirt, your VIP, you get to go anywhere you want in the airport.
Yeah, where do we need to park? That's a big one every year. And Debbie Hogg is here with us too. And I mean, a lot of folks get together to make this thing happen. And so, yeah, like I want to bring my family out here and wear my red, white, and blue and bring our American flags. But where should we park? Not at the airport, right?
Well, there is some space at the airport, and when we're given that. However, it would be much more convenient for many to go to Sam's Club.
Sure.
Or Cornerstone Church, catch rides Mass Transit over. They're doing like every 20 minutes.
Oh, good.
Okay. So that's the best, I think, for getting in and getting out. That's going to be the best way to do it. But we do have some parking here, but we're recommending that you use Sam's Club and Cornerstone.
Debbie, do you know about how many veterans are on this flight?
We have 90.
And their guardians go with everybody's
and
got a guardian.
Everyone's got a guardian. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. This is our biggest, I think, that we've ever done. We're pushing 8. We're at 800 total
we will be there.
Yeah, 800 total have gone so far. It's pretty exciting.
My friend Evan Youngblood is in here with me too. And I guess this is a silly question, Evan, coming from a silly guy. And, and what's wild is this, you know, when I see this big jet take off from the airport, yes. I'm going to talk because I am ignorant to how airline travel works over there. Okay, so... Can the airport handle that?
Oh,
that
yeah.
big plane?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's what I want. I'm sure people are thinking that.
No, we have a great facility at Veterans Airport, so we're all good. Yeah.
Okay, absolutely. Great. But this is going to be kind of an emotional thing as well. And for the veterans, we're sending them to the memorials that were made for
it's
them.
It's a busy day. You know, they're going to get to see 6 or 7 different memorials out in D.C. while we're there and a couple of other things that we do while we're there. And you know, when we talk about the welcome home, that's part of that experience for these guys that go. If you are ever on the aircraft and we're coming home, they're all tired.
Oh, but, I'd be taking a nap on 2 o'clock.
Exactly. I mean, I'm tired for being out there. And but when we get home and we land and they start looking out the windows of the aircraft and they can see this welcome home from this community that's here, they don't expect that. I mean, we kind of tell them there's going to be some people here.
Yeah.
They don't get it.
Wow.
Right? Because it's part of that experience. That's what makes it so important for this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've said this before. If you've come out to one, maybe you came out last time, come out again.
Yeah.
Because veterans don't go more than once. They can only fly one time with us. We have a long waiting list. We're trying to get everybody flown.
Yeah.
And it takes time to do that. And we want that welcome home experience. We want the whole day to be fantastic for every single guy and gal that goes with us.
Absolutely. Well, I do know for a fact, Amanda, that there's going to be some food trucks out there and all that good stuff too, right?
Yes. I think that we have a total of, 9?
Oh, boy.
Food trucks coming
out.
Well,
9th mission. We might as well.
I know. We're excited.
All right.
So definitely bring your appetite. There is a variety of different foods, a variety of cuisine that they can eat, some dessert trucks. So we're really excited. It's definitely a family experience. Bring out your kids, your grandkids, and bring a chair. That's one thing that definitely brings something to sit in.
Great.
You'll definitely want it.
Yeah, and I'd like to say too, make a sign. Mm-hmm. Make posters.
Okay, that's my next question.
Make posters. Make signs. You know, let's show our our patriotism. Let's show them how much we appreciate what their sacrifice was and what it means to us. These are Vietnam veterans. Most of them are Vietnam veterans.
Yeah.
And what a day this will be.
Oh, man.
You know, of celebration and appreciation.
I might wear my American flag hat.
There you go.
I actually have four now in rotation. And so, hey, we want you to be out there. And real quick, Debbie, too, and you guys had mentioned the red shirts. Mm-hmm. What is a red shirt?
A red shirt is a veteran who has gone on the flight previously. Oh, okay. And what we want to do is we want to recognize them and also invite them to come and celebrate not just those veterans that are going now, but also that they've gone. And we want to recognize them. We want to show them our appreciation. Yeah. And I also want to mention that we've reached out to, you know, recruiting groups, a lot of military people who are going to participate with us and who are going to be there to share in the experience and to let their fellow veterans know that they appreciate as well.
This is such a great opportunity for folks to say thank you in a big way, and we want you to be a part of it. Now, it's tomorrow, Veterans Honor Flight of Southern Illinois, the Welcome Home Celebration. Things get started at 5. You can park over there at Sam's Club, Cornerstone, Community of Faith Church, and then the Rides Mass Transit will bring you back here. What am I forgetting, Debbie?
Well, Community Faith Church is not.
They're not a place?
They're not a place.
That's in the press release.
It is.
Okay.
And only because it seems to be more convenient for everyone to do there. And also for Rides Mass Transit. To have the multiple buses there that can run as opposed to going to another
Sam's
location.
Sam's Club, Cornerstone.
That's correct.
All right.
Yes.
I'll remember that. And I'll be following along. I know all of Southern Illinois will. Whoever does your Facebook and Instagram and all that stuff is wonderful because it's like we go there.
Yes.
And so I'll be sharing that on our page as well tomorrow morning. Evan, what time's the flight take off tomorrow?
We are slated to take off just before 6 a.m.
Woo!
Tomorrow morning. Yeah, it's a long day.
That, and then you get back like 8 o'clock.
Right, about 8 o'clock is the scheduled landing time back here at Veterans Airport.
Do you guys, and real quick, in Washington, D.C., do you have like police cars taking you around and stuff? Because, man, you got to fly.
We did.
Okay.
We don't anymore. That was the park police.
I understand.
They don't do it anymore. But we do a very good job of moving around very quickly and packing a lot into one day.
I tell you what, it's a good thing you guys have professional planners. Because I'd be like, okay, let's get an Uber over here. But you guys roll out the red carpet for our nation's true heroes, our veterans. Make sure you experience this. It's tomorrow, Veterans Honor Flight number 9. And we're proud to be a part of it with New Country Z100.